You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation lies, deceit and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, May 18th, 2019. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and we're going to cover a lot of ground today in the next 2 hours. No guests scheduled, and we'll be taking phone calls in the second hour. I got several clips I want to share with you. There's a lot of news out there to be reported, so, and I think I've got a couple of fun facts to share as well. So some of the things we're going to be talking about is Natural News is reporting that Donald Trump is going to use the Insurrection Act from 1807 to remove illegals from the country. We shall see about that. The Equality Act passed the House. I haven't seen any coverage much on this in mainstream media. We will discuss that here shortly, too. Wrestler Lars Sullivan, you've got to hang on and listen to what happened to him. And Chuck Baldwin, I've interviewed several times, ran for president on the Constitution Party back in 08. Wrote an article, Trump Lied. We're going to go down through some of the bullet points of that. So we've got a lot of news and information to cover today. It's hard to believe. Can you believe it? You know, 5 months of this year is almost over. 2019, the time is just flying by. But to get us started, Natural News, Daily Caller, this InfoWars is a lot of people that's covering this story. Now, I, for one, I'll have to see it to believe it. But anyway, this is what's in the news. The fight for America begins. Trump to invoke Insurrection Act that authorizes National Guard military action inside U.S. borders. Now, if you ever venture over and listen to any Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, they're all reporting now that the grand jury's been convened. Indictments are fixing to come down for all the criminality from Hillary Clinton, Clapper, Comey. You know, maybe. I don't know. I'm so jaded. None of these people are ever held to any kind of accountability in my lifetime, so we shall see. But Natural News is reporting this is a bombshell breaking news. According to sources cited by the Daily Caller, President Trump is poised to invoke the Insurrection Act to fight for America's survival against the ongoing invasion of illegals who are flooding the United States as a tactic to destroy the country from within. The Daily Caller is now reporting, according to multiple senior administration officials, the president intends to invoke the tremendous powers of the act to remove illegal immigrants from the country. The Insurrection Act, passed by Congress in 1807, allows the president to deploy National Guard and U.S. military troops to combat rebellion against the United States of America. And really, I mean, if you sit back and think about it, that's exactly what we're seeing happen. I've got the stories laying here in front of me of how many thousands now per day are being trucked and bussed, and we'll get to that here shortly. It is clear that President Trump now recognizes the open rebellion against America being committed by the governor of California, mayors of sanctuary cities, and fake news journalists who are brainwashing Americans to hate their own country. The ongoing land invasion of the United States of America is an act of war being openly supported by Democrats and leftists who are using illegal immigration to nullify U.S. voters and overrun the United States with anti-American militants, criminals, and terrorists. As Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers has accurately described, the illegal immigration is designed to import terror cells who plan to carry out a Tet offensive inside the United States once activated by enemies and traitors who are literally seeking the complete destruction of America. It has also become obvious over the past few months that the tech giants are waging a coordinated conspiracy to nullify U.S. elections and crush democracy by selectively silencing all conservative voices on the dominant online platforms. This illegal conspiracy pursued by Facebook, Twitter, Google, Apple, and other tech giants represents an online insurrection against the United States of America, which is why I have repeatedly called for the deployment of military police to arrest the CEOs of these tech companies and force the platforms to respect the First Amendment liberties of the American people. It's time for Trump to deploy the military police to arrest Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey, and that is just the start of what needs to happen to restore our democracy and our freedom to speak. And absolutely, we are in a war, and for the longest time, I thought we've just been being crushed. I mean, you know, we talk about the censorship, we talk about the bias, we talk about the fake news media, and again, this is coming in from Natural News. Now, whether, you know, again, I have to see this to believe it. Absolutely, it should happen. If President Trump wants to do anything to stop the open, in-your-face, blatant destruction of this country through demographics, through the invasion from, and the invasion's coming from the north too. I read an article yesterday, and I don't think I printed it out, but it was how many illegals are managing to make it to Canada, and they're coming and see these NGOs. And I've got the clip. We've got several things to back this up. So let me take it in order. I'm not going to read this entire story. It's at naturalnews.com. It is really long, and I think it would do everyone good to go there and read that for yourself. Now, listen to this. This was not in mainstream media. I watched the story this past week, and as I say practically every week, the only world news I get is the worst world news, which is Lester Holt and NBC Nightly News. And, of course, they didn't report this. This reporting mainly was alternative media sources and then the local news in Alabama. Now, listen to this. Listen, this is what's actually going on. This is what the mainstream media is covering up. This is what the Republicans and the Democrats don't want the American people to know. In any other country, if you had a legitimate media, this would have led off the world news. Muslim terrorist training camp found in Alabama. I'm reading this from frontpagemag.com. I found several sources on it. Most of it was all the local news media, which was WPMI, which is an NBC affiliate, Mobile, Alabama. But listen to this. Authorities have discovered a second homegrown Muslim terrorist training facility owned by a terrorist, organized, presided over by the son of jihadist Iman Siraj Wahaji, maybe, I don't know, who knows. The FBI found the camp near Tuskegee, Alabama. Now, this is this past week now, and reportedly described it as containing a makeshift military-style obstacle course. Researchers at WPMI-TV and NBC affiliate Mobile, Alabama, uncovered the existence of the second facility after combing through legal documents and reported on it April 29th, but the national media only picked up on the story in recent days. Now, again, this was first reported April 29th. We're talking about, you know, roughly 3 weeks ago. And this past week was the first time I found it, and I found it by combing through websites that most people don't comb through. The April 29th report states NBC 15 News uncovered a heavily redacted court file connecting this property to an alleged terrorist training camp 1,400 miles away in New Mexico. Using clues from the cryptic court filing, we found land records showing the Alabama property is owned by accused terrorist Siraj Wahaj. The recent unsealed federal search warrant says on this 2-acre Tuskegee property, the terror suspects built a second compound. Researchers concluded the items discovered on the Macon County property mirrored those recovered in New Mexico. In March, a federal grand jury in New Mexico indicted five Muslims who, among other things, allegedly trained children to carry out spree killings, formally charging them with terrorism-related offensive, conspiracy to kidnap and murder. And that is what they also said that was going on at this terrorist camp. They were training children. They also found a body on this terrorist camp. And here we've got, they're uncovering Muslims that's in this country actively training at terrorist camps to carry out jihad, and our mainstream media is not even reporting on it. So, you know, whether Donald Trump's going to really do anything about this or whether he's not, I'm not exactly sure. But it's all happening now. You know, if you look into, and you've probably heard people cover this before, but if you look into the Cloward-Piven strategy, the Cloward-Piven strategy is a political strategy outlined in 1966 by American sociologist and political activist Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven that called for overloading the U.S. public welfare system in order to precipitate a crisis that would lead to a replacement of the welfare system with the socialist system of a guaranteed annual income. What are these leftists like AOC and some of the rest of them talking about? What are they trying to implement and have implemented in some parts of California? Guaranteed income, and thus an end to poverty. That's exactly what we're seeing at the southern border. They're overwhelming the system. I told you I've got a friend that's legally blind from birth, American citizen, born and raised here. He's on a five-year waiting list to get housing assistance through HUD. They have implemented the Cloward-Piven strategy of overloading the system to move us into socialism. I mean, this is some interesting times. And this past week, I think someone sent this to me. Ann Corcoran, I'm going to spell that, Corcoran. Sam, we're going to get ready with video one. I know I said video five first. We're going to get ready with video one first. I want you to listen to this video. Now, this was made in 2015. So this video is 4 years old. And this is exactly what has happened. This is the recipe that they are using to destroy this country. And this lady had the intestinal fortitude to, one, understand what was going on and report on it. And she is the head of an organization called Refugee Settlement Watch. So, again, this is 2015. Listen to what Ann Corcoran has to say about what is actually happening in this country. Go ahead, Sam, video one.
It's been over 7 years since a church group from another state brought a couple hundred refugees to the rural county where I live. I wanted to know, how could they do this? What was the governmental process that allowed the resettlement of refugees to a county ill-prepared to assimilate them? Employment opportunities were scarce. The health department was not familiar with illnesses and mental health problems of people who came from parts of the third world. The school system was not prepared to teach large numbers of students who didn't speak English, and subsidized housing was scarce. I wanted to know who gave permission for what amounted to a dropping off of needy people in our county seat. So I began my research and posted everything I learned to a blog, Refugee Resettlement Watch, so that others might know what I learned about a federal program that is 35 years old this year. In summary, I discovered that the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees was choosing most of our refugees. It's under the influence of a powerful Muslim supremacist group called the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. Not surprisingly, a large number of U.S.-bound refugees are coming from countries with large numbers of people who hate us, including Somalia, Afghanistan, Iraq, and soon from Syria, just to name a few. The U.S. State Department then distributes the refugees to 9 major federal contractors, 6 of which are so-called religious charities, but all are largely funded from the U.S. Treasury. They're not passing the plate on Sundays for the $1 billion price tag for the resettlement. And that figure does not include the extensive welfare benefits refugees receive. The refugees are then sent to over 190 cities and towns in the U.S. where the 9 major contractors support 350 subcontractors. The refugees receive help from the subcontractor for up to 6 months, and the subcontractor then submits paperwork to admit the relatives of the first group. As the years have passed, I've become increasingly alarmed by the percentage of problematic Muslim refugees admitted and distributed around the U.S. through this program. By the way, the Refugee Resettlement Program is not the only one used for legally admitting Muslims, but it is one of the most important. Many are forming cities within cities. Perhaps you know one where you live, where mosques are being built to consolidate, train, and promote a growing American Muslim population and its Islamic supremacist doctrine called Sharia. This process of Muslim colonization is called the Hijra. Muhammad told his followers to migrate and spread Islam in order to dominate all the lands of the world. He said they were obliged to do so, and that's exactly what they are doing now with the help and support of the UN, the U.S. State Department, and the Christian and Jewish groups assigned to seed them throughout the country. Your tax dollars pay for it all. I've written this little book, Refugee Resettlement and the Hijra to America, so that you will know what is happening to us and what we can do about it. We only need to look to a troubled Europe to see the path ahead for America if we can't stop this migration and stop it soon. There's no reason on earth that we should have brought over 100,000 Somalis and another 100,000 Iraqi Muslims to America. Soon we will be resettling Syrian Muslims in large numbers. The UN at the moment has over 10,000 in a pipeline destined for our towns. The FBI told Congress recently that they cannot be properly screened. If you don't help counter the Hijra, we are, in my opinion, doomed. Over time, this migration will be more devastating to your children and grandchildren and to our country than any terrorist attack could ever be. Learn more at Refugee Resettlement Watch and SecureFreedom.org.
All right, there you have it. That was Ann Corcoran. And keep in mind, again, that is 2015. And that's exactly what we've seen happen. This is the destruction of America without firing a shot other than the shootings that these people commit. This is the clash of civilizations. This is a inability for society to integrate successfully. This is a recipe for nothing but chaos. And they've successfully done it. These Christian organizations, some of whom I'm sure think they're somehow doing some sort of good work, but they're so short-sighted. And then the multitude of Jewish organizations that are involved in this for what we know the reasons to bring about exactly what it does bring about, which is a complete society in chaos. This cannot in any way work to bring together some sort of utopian society. It's going to do exactly what they've set out for it to do, and that is the destruction of Western civilization, the destruction of Christian society. And I don't like to get into religion on this broadcast because we just tend to go down a rabbit trail of complete disagreement. But here's the thing about it. If you're going to raise your children up in a society and you want to have some morality and you want to have a decent civilization, then a Christianized society is very, very healthy. We've proven that. We know that. You know, that is the society where you could actually leave your doors unlocked. I'm telling you, I say this every week, but if you look at the news, if you just look at the news and then you step back and you say, look at this multiracial cesspool that we have created here because of one, political correctness, and the other, the inability for this to be a cohesive, safe society. People are being shot in the streets. They're being shot down in drive-bys. It is off the hook. The violence, the murder rate in Charlotte is up like 230% in 2019 from 2018. It's home invasions. It's rape, burglary, people being shot. There was someone shot this past week, I believe, in Greensboro, just getting gas and robbed at a convenience store like at 9 o'clock at night. I mean, it's off the hook. We are so far from the 1950s and 60s. And anyone that says, you know, that points out that we're going in a tremendous wrong direction. I mean, look at the prison population. you know, those of us that have jobs and work are supposed to keep up and support this vast horde that's coming into this country that actually hates the country and is here to get on the welfare system. It is the Cloward Piven strategy, and it's being orchestrated perfectly. And Donald Trump does need to use the 1807 Insurrection Act. My face weak, I'd have to see it to believe it. But we are being destroyed from within, intentionally. And the fake news media, the bleeding heart liberals, the homosexuals and the transgenders and all of the rest of the super cuck society is sitting on the sidelines dumbfounded and are too cowardly to get involved in what is openly the destruction of America.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, and running down the sad shape that the country is in intentionally by the leftist, cultural Marxist traitors to the Constitution, which, you know, I say on this broadcast, we don't even go by the Constitution anymore. I know a lot of people want to hang their hat on that. I can point so many different ways. They have just wiped their rear end on the Constitution. Now, listen to this. This is Washington Post this week. Overcrowding at the Border Patrol stations in South Texas has become so acute in recent days that U.S. authorities have taken the rare step of using aircraft to relocate migrants to other areas of the border simply to begin the processing them, according to three Homeland Security officials. So the border is so overwhelmed that the taxpayers have to pay for aircraft to fly. These people probably never, you know, been in a plane before, to other places to process them so they can be turned loose into a society waiting 6 years for their court date. Why do, if you can't change this ridiculous, absurd system, why can't the president, you know, deputize, so to speak, 1,000 judges and just do the process right there? You know, give me your asylum papers. Okay, we deny it. Now get back across the border. You know, if we have to do this ridiculous, absurd system, why can't we do something about it? Because this is totally ridiculous what they're doing. But this is what they've created. This is what they want. This is all part of the recipe for the destruction of the country. They are doing to us right now what a sellout traitor, Angela Merkel, successfully done to Germany, what Macron has done to France. Of course, he's getting some blowback from the French, and what acid-in-your-face UK, ungrate Britain, has done to its society. The first flight left McAllen, Texas on Friday, transferring detainees to Border Patrol facilities in Del Rio, Texas. There are daily flights scheduled for the next several days, with two planned for Tuesday, according to officials. The flights are conducted by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but the detainees remain in the custody of Border Patrol, officials said, though ICE routinely uses aircraft to move detainees among its detention facilities. It is very unusual for Border Patrol to fly recent arrivals from one part of the border to another to perform the routine booking procedures. One official said the U.S. government has resorted to using aircraft because all available buses were already in use and authorities needed every available transportation option. The number of people taken into custody along the Mexican border has exceeded 5,500 each day for several days in a row, and Border Patrol currently has more than 17,500 people in holding cells and in tent sites set up in parking lots outside stations, officials said. This is a 30% increase from late March, when authorities said border agents and infrastructure had hit the breaking point. It's all happening now. The country is being inundated. It's being overrun by illegal invaders. And the sellout traitors in Washington, D.C., the swamp, once this whole thing happens, I hope we have the ability to build one big, long gallows in Washington, D.C. for these traitors to America that are insistent on the complete destruction of our way of life, of our children's futures, because instead of us having to fight a standing army, they are invading us with a horde of foreigners that hate America. It's just that diabolical. It's just that evil. And the mainstream media, they should be marched to that same set of gallows to see their fate for not reporting this, for denying this, for trying to brainwash the population into believing the stuff that Pelosi goes around and says. That, you know, even Trump's immigration plan, which I didn't like, that came out, I guess, Thursday, and he's, you know, it makes a heck of a lot more sense than what we have been doing. He's trying to put some merit-based a system in place where, you know, I think it's 56% would be judged on merit, where they can actually contribute to society, hold a job instead of go straight on to welfare. Pelosi came out and she said that, you know, the word merit is a derogatory term. I mean, this is the person that's two heartbeats away from being the president of the United States. Merit is a derogatory term. Every other country in the world that does any type of immigration does it in a merit-based system. They don't want people that are illiterate and ignorant and sickly that just want to come to the country so they can make babies and get on the welfare system and have society support them. That's not what you want, but that's what these people want. And they say, oh, it's about them getting the votes. It's about the destruction of the country. The Trump administration is looking to hire a private contractor that will be responsible for transporting approximately 225,000 migrant children and families to shelters across the country over the next 5 years as they wait for their asylum claims to be processed. Fox News this past week. ICE, the Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, is seeking the services of a highly responsible contractor that fully embraces the philosophy of treating all unaccompanied minors and family units with dignity and respect, according to a federal procurement document dated May 13th. They're looking for contractors. They're looking for a group like Blackwater that will handle the influx of the invasion to transport them all across America into your cities. So the final death knell in the destruction of America can happen.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Mother's against drunk drivers. The Pope is against the pill. The union's against the workers, working against their will. The president's against the Congress. The Senate is against the House. People are against politicians, and I'm against cats in the house. But I'm for love.
How about that? We're back on the alternative media. A little Hank Williams Jr. to lighten the mood. You know, I'm running down this news and this Fox News story that I was talking about before the break. The private company will be hired to transport approximately 60,000 people a year. It will work to arrange commercial flights and ground transportation for migrant children up to age 17, as well as adults with children, and will provide food, clothing, and hygiene products during the transit. So, I mean, they're getting everything in place to continue. This is a five-year project right here to continue bringing the masses into this country. And I'm opposed to illegal immigration. I'm opposed to legal immigration unless it was very, very small. We got a lot of problems. It's not being being underpopulated is not one of them. Now, I've run down all this news about the invasion of the country, the demographic destruction, the clash of civilizations, how intentional it is. And, of course, the swamp dwellers in D.C., this is exactly what they want to have happen, both the Republicans and the Democrats. It makes no difference. And if Trump doesn't declare an insurrection, then we know for sure, which I've been suspect of, that this is all just smoke and mirrors. It's all useless lip service. This is the direction the country's going. This is how they destroy the moral fiber of this country. They want you living in... They want your day-to-day in America to be living in a gay, pride, degenerate, immoral, naked parade. That's what they want you. Every day when you go out and you're trying to drive to work, it's like a gay pride parade everywhere. You've seen the ones they have in San Francisco where they're all naked and they're humping on the streets. That's what they want. That's what they want. They got the homosexual out of the closet so they can put the smoker in it. Okay? This is the future. They want transgender. They want you to be confused whether you've got an Audi or any. It doesn't matter. I mean, if you sit back and think about it, how stupid it is if there's a boy somewhere 17 and he wants to dress like a girl, but he wants to compete in sports, the school should look at it like, well, you know, I guess you can dress like a girl if you want to, but you're going to compete with the boys, okay? And vice versa. Not, oh, you're a girl now? Oh, okay, well, go over there and power lift with the girls. You know, it doesn't matter that you're 6'3" and 220 pounds. You can compete with that 110-pound girl over there because all of a sudden you've decided you're a girl. We'll just go along with this stupid insanity, okay? You're pretending you're a girl. We'll pretend you're a girl too, okay? That's what they want us to do. They want a gay pride parade all day everywhere, and you're supposed to just suck it up and go along with it and shut your mouth. And if you post anything to Facebook, it better be derogatory about Alex Jones or you'll be banned from that. And with all this going on, what is the demon cons in Washington, D.C. doing? The border's collapsing. We're being overrun. Violence is rampant in the streets. The economy's not that great. I don't care what they say. Everybody's still... And until people are not making $10 an hour everywhere they work, don't tell me the economy's great, okay? That's what this was making 30 years ago. What are the demon cons in Washington coming up with to do? House approves sweeping bill to expand gay rights. That's what they're doing. This is the current news. This is what the Democrats in Washington, D.C., this is the legislation that they come up with. This is how to better the country because we're moving into the gay pride parade all day. AP, Democrats in the House approved sweeping anti-discrimination legislation Friday. The only people that can be discriminated against is white people and Christian people. Okay? Everybody else, no discrimination. Got to pass laws about that. If you can discriminate against white people and Christian people and anybody with a right-wing views on any kind of social networking platform. Approved sweeping anti-discrimination legislation Friday that would extend civil rights protections to the LGBT AEIOU people by prohibiting discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Oh, you don't want to hire somebody that's pretending to be a girl? Well, that's against the law. The protections would extend to employment, housing, loan applications, education, public accommodations, and other areas. You don't want to rent your house to, two men that's pretending to be women? Well, you can't do that. Don't you know? You don't have any rights. We own the house to start with. We just let you pretend you own it so you'll pay taxes on it, you peasant. Called the Equality Act, the bill is a top priority of House Speaker Nancy the Fool Pelosi. who said it will bring the nation closer to equal liberty, and it will bring justice for all. How is there any justice in forcing people to have to cohabitate with people that they are opposed to on religious and moral grounds? You have no rights. They have all the rights. You're a rightless person. Sexual orientation and gender identity deserve full civil rights protections. Hey, Laura. Laura, call my mama. Sexual orientation and gender identity deserves full civil rights protections in the workplace and in every place, education, housing, credit, jury service, public accommodations, Pelosi said. The vote was 263 to 173 with every Democrat voting in favor, along with eight super cuck Republicans. Cheers and applause broke out in the House floor as the bill crossed the threshold for passage. The legislation chief sponsor, Representative David Cicilline, Democrat from Rhode Island, said it affirms fairness and equality as core American values and ensures members of the LGBTQAEIOU community can live their lives free from fear of legal discrimination of any kind. Most Republicans opposed the bill and called it another example of government overreach. Several GOP lawmakers spoke against it Friday on the House floor. President Donald Trump is widely expected to veto the legislation if it reaches his desk. Now, this bill has 15,540 reactions. I'm reading this from Yahoo.com if you want to go there and read it for yourself. Now, with all the problems we've got, this is the best. This is what they come up with. This is what they want to do. This is what we need. This will better society to make it to where no one can oppose in any way, shape, or form what they consider degeneracy, what they consider abnormal, what they may consider to be mental illness, because society's got to live in a all-day open-door gay pride parade from morning to night. And if you don't like it, well, you'll be breaking the law. You cannot oppose it because the elitists that know everything in their ivory towers are sitting there telling us and telling you, the peasantry, that you will live in a gay pride parade. You will accept a gay pride parade. You will raise your males to be females. You will raise your females to be males. We will live in this clown world of insanity brought to you by these sellout traitors in Washington, D.C., and all these NGOs and all these super confused religious groups and all these Jewish organizations that want immorality, degeneracy, to be so normalized that it's glorified, it's justified, and it has to be acceptable to everyone. Whether you like it or whether you don't, it doesn't matter. You're going to live in an all-day gay pride parade, okay? That's your future. And you're going to pay taxes to the government to fund it, and then you're going to watch the demographics of the white race continue to dwindle. And you're going to just march off into history to face your sunset while America turns into Guatemala. How about this? I don't follow wrestling anymore. I did when I was a kid. You know, if you grew up here in the South, then these names would mean something to you. How about Ricky Steamboat? Huh? The 80s, early 90s? How about the Road Warriors? Remember them? How about the Rock and Roll Express? I actually got to interview Ricky Morton. Wahoo McDaniels. That should take some of you back. How about Magnum TA? How about Dusty Rhodes? Do you know right now Ric Flair's in the hospital? Ric Flair's in the hospital, I think in Georgia. What is he, the 22-time world champion? How about this? Now, this is where it's going. This is not the future. This is now. You know, I told you last week that my friend Brian was banned on Facebook for 3 days for something he posted back in 2015. He didn't have correct speech. He had wrong think. He had to be censored. He couldn't speak his mind. He can't give his own opinion. He can only give the opinion that Mark Zuckerberg tells him is okay. He has to think the way Mark Zuckerberg tells him to think, or else he faces the penalty. WWE has fined rising superstar Lars Sullivan $100,000 for past comments made mostly between 2007 and 2013. All right, he works for the WWE. They've dug up some comments from 2007 where he had wrongthink. Well, he needs to be fined for giving his own opinion, not towing the political correctness line that everyone has to accept, especially if you're white. You can't talk about your opinion on society. Well, by golly, you will have to be punished. Mostly between 2007 and 2013 that were recently unearthed. Yeah, somebody was digging around to find someone. The comments resurfaced in November of last year before dying down. But the troublesome controversy returned once again when WWE veteran and New Day member Big E publicly addressed them via Twitter. Many are aware, if true, he has to bear the albatross of being a bigot and working in a company that is now filled with minorities, said WWE Big E, whoever that is. After facing pressure from fans and as the budding scandal drew attention from a major sponsor, Mars Wrigley, WWE issued the following statement via email. WWE supports a culture of inclusion, regardless of gender, race, religion, or sexual orientation, and we're committed to embracing all individuals, as demonstrated by the diversity of our employees, performers, and fans worldwide. Dylan Miley, a.k.a. Lars Sullivan, will be fined $100,000 and required to complete sensitivity training for offensive commentary uncovered from his past. WWE will also facilitate meetings for Dylan with community organizations to foster further discussions around the power of social media and the impact of your words. The WWE has come under fire in recent years for their dealings with individuals and organizations who are perceived to have bigoted philosophies. So, anyway, Lars Sullivan will pay a $100,000 fine for his comments. He will take sensitivity training. He will be forced to deal with organizations in his community so that he can learn to be a good little slave to the system, so he can learn not to have wrong think, so that he can hold inside his actual opinions and not state the things. So he can have absolutely no freedom of speech. He shouldn't even have freedom of thought. How can the man live on the planet? If he doesn't submit and comply, well, he will not be able to earn a living, at least not at the WWE, because they will not allow him to. And I read the stuff that he said, and I'm not going to go through it just for the sake of time, because I've got a lot of ground that I want to cover here. But it was just his opinions on some of the differences between the white and black race. It's stuff that Pastor Manning says, very common for Pastor Manning to say things that would maybe would be even considered much more offensive. It was not offensive to me. But look, here's the thing. He had posted some of this in an interview with bodybuilding.com or something like that. This is straight out censorship. And if you don't like what Lars Sullivan has to say, well, by golly, you can just not read his comments. But see, that's not good enough. That's not censorship. That's not silencing him. That's not taking him to the woodshed. That's not exposing him for his wrong think. All of this has to be done so that you can continue to enslave society, silence society, eliminate your constitutional rights to freedom of speech. And it's happening widespread. I mean, I think Facebook banned a whole nother wave this past week. It's just continuing. Now, the White House, Donald Trump, has set up a website where if you've been banned by social media platforms, you can go there and I guess get on a list. I haven't looked at it. It's been reported. So, you know, are they going to do anything about it? I don't know. I'm back to I'll believe it when I see it, because I've never seen anything since I've been doing this broadcast except the continual incremental destruction of our civil liberties and the enslavement of society. And even though the mainstream media is not telling the people, I know there's vast swaths of society that are clueless as to what's going on at the southern border. There's vast swaths of society that don't care. It doesn't matter to them what's happening because they're just going to continue living their lives. Don't want any part of it. But we are in, as long as I've been watching this, as long as I've been doing this, as long as I've been keeping up with the news, it is the worst I've ever seen it. I mean, we have a criminal government running this country, hell-bent on the complete destruction of our way of life, our children's future, our grandchildren's future. I mean, think about the children in this country. If you've got kids that are in their 20s or teens, if you've got grandkids that are, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, look at what we are creating for them. It is, we are so far from Leave It to Beaver. We are so far from Andy Griffith. We are living in the movie Idiocracy 1984, and they live simultaneously. And they're moving us toward an all day, every day, all day and night gay pride parade, where it's a complete clown world of degeneracy, where it's a complete clown world of immorality. That's where they're taking us. And the latest attempt, which, you know, we'll see where it goes, is the Equality Act by the Democrats in Washington. With all the problems, that's the best they can do. That's what needs to be addressed. This is what we need to do for the American people. Not worry about the infrastructure. Not worry about the collapsing education system. Not worry about the collapsing borders. Not worry about the diseases that they've brought into the country. We've got to make it an all-day gay pride parade.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
back on the alternative media. Baron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And, you know, I hate doing news that's been covered so widely in the mainstream media, but I'm going to do it anyway, okay? Right here it is. Breitbart. Police are investigating a man pretending to pray to Aladdin as a joke in a Muslim prayer room as a hate crime. Video shows a man in what is thought to be the prayer room of the Royal Bolton Hospital, kneeling on a prayer mat and chanting Aladdin, take me away, and imitating Arabic while his other person recorded the performance, laughs in the background. Oh, the horror! A woman who had previously prayed in the room reportedly recognized it, saying, I was there yesterday around 6 p.m. for afternoon prayer. When I recognized the carpets and information on the wall, I realized I have just been in there. She added, I couldn't believe it. I found it really disrespectful, like when you have been burglared. The feelings afterwards, like you have been violated, she said. The same woman pointed out that the man was wearing shoes and that he actually touched holy text, which is forbidden in Islam. Well, they need to have a policeman in the Royal Bolton Hospital Arabic Islam prayer room. Let's continue. Imtiaz Ali, representing the Bolton Council of Mosques, told Bolton News, it's a place of worship kindly provided by the hospital for all faiths, which should be respected. Now it's clearly a police matter, and they should deal with it robustly, he demanded. Chief Inspector John Charlton said of the incident, those who think they can hide behind a keyboard and disseminate this kind of harmful material should expect to be investigated. Any type of hate crime will not be tolerated in Greater Manchester, and we encourage anyone who has been a victim of or witnessed a hate crime like this to report it immediately. Immediately! The horror of going in there and joking around and I guess filming it and posting it to probably Facebook or something like that. But I contrast that. If this has not been about Muslims or Islam, if this had been, you know, about Christianity, if some kids or young adults had went in a prayer room at a hospital and joked around and made some maybe some rude comments and posted it on Facebook, well, guess what? It would have just been A-okay. There wouldn't have been anything said. But here, this is being investigated. Breitbart reported this. They are being investigated by Breitbart. I mean, by the police. For a hate crime, because they were making, you know, and I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying, there can't be any sense of humor anymore. You know, if you do anything that maybe would offend anyone, unless you're white male or Christian, it's okay to offend them. It's okay to beat them up or even kill them. If you do anything that could offend a Muslim, homosexual, or any of these protected classes, then it's a hate crime, and the police have to investigate it. You know, stop worrying about them people over there that's got acid thrown in their face. Okay, we've got a hate crime. Someone in the hospital in the prayer room said they were praying to Aladdin and made some funny joke. Unbelievable. Society in rapid decline. Oh.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number